Three men arrested last year in Britain have been indicted in the United States today on charges that they plotted attacks on financial institutions in New York, New Jersey, and here in Washington, D.C. Some of the intelligence that led to that indictment was made public last August, prompting Homeland Security officials to raise the terror threat level from yellow to orange for specific buildings in New York, Washington, and New Jersey. A few moments from now, the Justice Department is scheduled to hold a news conference with more details on these indictments. And we're going to turn now to Michael Isikoff, investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine. He covered this story last August, and he joins us now by phone. Nice to have you back on the program, Michael.
Good to be with you.
First, refresh our memory. Who are these three men?
Well, the lead guy is a guy named Daron Barot, who was a Al-Qaeda operative, according to the U.S. government, had been actually an associate of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was one of the who was the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. And he shows up under another name, under the name of Al-Hindi, Essa Al-Britani, in the 9/11 Commission report as an associate of Khalid Sheikh, who was dispatched to the United States to plan attacks in the United States prior to September 11th. What happened is he was living in Great Britain. He's although his family is from India, he's a British national. Last summer, when Pakistani authorities seized a computer in Pakistan from a man by the name of Khan, they went through the computer and found that it had detailed casing reports on U.S. financial buildings in New York, in Newark, New Jersey, and in Washington. And that the arrest of Khan and other evidence led to the man who U.S. authorities and British authorities believe had done that casing, and that is Daron Barot.
And there were all kinds of allegations of blown covers and things that have gone wrong. And there was a controversy after this first came to light, saying this was important enough to raise the threat level, at least in these specific locations. And it turned out the intelligence was quite dated.
Yes. In fact, you know, this goes back to then Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge made this rather dramatic announcement on August 1st, a Sunday afternoon. This was the Sunday after the end of the Democratic National Convention, in which prior to that time, the conversation was all about how big was John Kerry's bounce going to be from the convention. On that Sunday, announced that there was alarming specific new information that suggested that Al-Qaeda was targeting the financial sector in New York and Washington, and that this justified a raising of the terror alert level to orange, which is a high risk of attack. It was based primarily on this evidence seized from the computer and the casing reports. What did not fully come out until some days later and is now completely laid out, or at least more substantially laid out in this indictment, is that the casing of the financial buildings took place between August of 2000 and April of 2001, about 5 or 6 months before the September 11th attacks, and that Mr. Barot, who was the key operative involved in the casing, actually left the country prior to the September 11th attacks. So that, you know, did raise some questions and will inevitably raise more questions about whether or not the orange alert level increase was justified at the time.
And a lot of people said, hey, Al-Qaeda, one of these organizations that plans over very long periods of time, so it's not easy to dismiss
Right. And you also had separately sort of analytical reports being done up by the intelligence community suggesting that Al-Qaeda might wish to attack the United States before the election, disrupt the election. This was based largely on what happened in Spain and the disruption, you know, the Madrid bombing, which took place just before the Spanish elections, and that sort of led through some deductive reasoning to a belief that Al-Qaeda might try to do the same thing in the United States.
Well, as we said, more details of this indictment to be revealed at a news conference to be held shortly. Stay tuned to NPR News for coverage on that story later today. Michael Isikoff, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Michael Isikoff is an investigative correspondent with Newsweek magazine. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.